the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And for the trip, here's Sergio Dick.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is, having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. Hopefully we can do better than that today. Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday. You guys are usually in a bad mood. Don't be. Let's have some fun today.
Okay.
This is my fun part of the day.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Hey, Fred. Welcome to the show.
Fred, you can tell from where I'm sitting, just watching, Fred, just watching, is having the time of his life right now. I'm watching up close. He's happy.
That's he was good. A sports editor at the Chronicle. And now he's here.
The experience was good for him to get here. And now he's here. And it's happening. Up close, I'm watching. Now, happening. And he's excited. Oh, my.
That was... The whole thing was brutal. That was the thing that set me off finally.
I mean, I was sitting there thinking, and I know what everyone thinks, and I don't, you know what? I'm so sick of trying to like pretend like I've got to be politically correct about it.
Right.
I don't like it when women call football games. I'm okay with female broadcasters. I like that chick that does the baseball games, like as a color commentator, that Jessica Mendoza. I think she does good.
She does really well.
I don't like women doing play by play. I'm against it. I mean, I'm all for equality for women, except when it comes to combat jobs in the military and calling play-by-play for football. I don't care if a woman's calling a basketball game, it doesn't bother me. I think for football, I just can't deal with it. And last night, she was awful. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I know there's a lot of people who are scared to say, they're scared to say what they mean about her. She was awful. Rex Ryan was maybe even worse than her.
Well, that's the thing. She was awful, but she might have been the best of the three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Sergio Dip, again, this is not politically correct because I know English isn't Sergio Dip's first language. So how about this? Don't put him on the broadcast. They set him up for failure. I mean, that was a disaster. And thank God I checked to see if Sergio Dip has Twitter, and I don't think he does. Because
He does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he tweeted out. He was
R.I.P. his mentions because
he was taking it like a champ.
Oh, did he feel like he did a poor job?
Well, I actually have some audio from him.
Okay, let's play it.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy like me. It's 9/11. I'm in Denver, Colorado. And this is the NFL. A Monday night football game between the Broncos and the Chargers. The biggest stage possible. I was studying my elementary school September 11, 2001 in Calexico, California.
God, I hope this goes somewhere. This is really boring.
Born in Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico. But growing up in the American environment as a minority. A minority like head coaches Vance Joseph and Anthony Lynn.
The hell's he talking about?
So what I wanted to do to show some respect, making my debut as a minority on American national TV, the biggest stage out there, on the most heartfelt day in this great country made up by immigrants, and on some people's perspective, it all went wrong. But I truly meant no disrespect, because all I wanted to do was to show some love to these two historical head coaches. Hopefully, I'll have another chance. And be sure, I'll make the most out of it.
And be sure.
My God, what's wrong with this guy? He shouldn't want to do this job. I would just say, man, can we give me a job where I can shine? Because, I mean, he's a good-looking dude. He's good for TV. I mean,
he's like, got the face for it.
Yeah. Just how about give him a job where, you know, he doesn't have to come up with stuff on the fly. Let him be like every other stupid TV guy and read cue cards or a teleprompter. Could probably do that. You're wasting him. You're putting this dude in a bad spot, honestly. If he's going to bring race into it, let's put the cards on the table. If you can't speak English effectively, like if you haven't mastered that, you probably shouldn't be broadcasting in that way. And and everyone will say, "Oh, he's great on ESPN Deportes." Cool. Well, NFL has a Spanish broadcast, right?
Yeah, they do.
What's wrong with that?
Not a damn thing.
And I'm not. If there's a Mexican who has mastered the English language, by all means, throw him on that English broadcast. Sergio Dipp, I mean, he might be a talented dude, but this is what he's going to be remembered for now. Because ESPN put him in a bad spot. And
yeah, whoever put that team together should be ashamed of themselves, because Rex clearly wasn't prepared either.
No!
And he was awful. And
he was winging it.
And so if Beth Mowins had been good, no one would have known, because that whole group was just a mess. And it was hard to listen to. And I can't believe people got pissed off that I tweeted that I muted him. And it's like, I just said it was Collinsworth bad.
So, I mean, no, it was bad.
Worse. It was worse.
It was bad. And I know it's sexist or it's racist to say those things. I guess that's me.
Again, he brought race into it, and for some reason he brought 9/11 into it.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
What he's talking about, bringing honor to these, like, no one's, it's not like you said anything wrong. It's not like you offended me in any way.
You were just bad.
It wasn't a great job for you, and that's okay. All right? There's no dishonor. There's no one being offended. I mean, I wasn't offended. I just felt sorry for him. And
I felt worse for him with that.
Listen,
because now he made no sense to me.
Everybody has their strengths. Everybody has their weaknesses. You know, you wouldn't. Jong is, how tall are you, Jong?
5'7".
Jong's 5'7". He's bald. Being a fashion model is not in Jong's future. He's just not built for it.
Hey, that was my dream job.
You're not built for the runway.
You crushed my dreams here.
You're not built for the runway. I'm 6'3", 240-something pounds. I'm never going to be a horse jockey. I just accept it, okay? It is what it is. You know, I'm okay with it. Because it's not the right job for me. I don't understand. And this would be like someone saying, no, I really think you could be a horse jockey. Let's just do it. Let's run it out there and see what happens. And then the horse dies.
Yeah.
That, like, him on Monday Night Football, what the first time they went to him, that was the horse dying. That was the horse falling over with a broken leg. The what do they call that? Is it a horse ambulance that comes around?
They have a horse ambulance.
A horse ambulance comes around. It gives him a shot, and the whole broadcast just died right there. I mean, oh, misery. Misery.
Now I feel like you're beating a dead horse.
I'm beating a dead horse. And honestly, I know that when they have the doubleheaders on Monday night, it's always the B team who comes in and does the night game.
Yeah.
But usually the second game is like Mike and Mike do it.
They used to. I think that stopped a few years. Yeah, plus, those guys hate each other. They're probably not trying to work together.
Right.
But this, if this was literally the second best team you had available, ESPN should just, they should shut up. They should shut down. They should stop carrying Monday Night Football. They should be like, guys, we got in over our heads with this thing.
But put one quality person on the broadcast.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to let this chick, you know, if you're going to let anyone call their first ever NFL game, put an experienced analyst with
them. Exactly.
If you're going to let a big blowhard coach, if you're going to let him, a guy who really was never a great coach, got by on, you know, media snippets of his press conferences. That's how he made a career for himself. That's why he's still working. You're going to put him in the booth? Put him with an experienced commentator. I mean, it's not rocket science. Don't have three people out there doing the job for the first time ever. That's dumb. That's like if we just said, all right, Fred and I, we're taking our show to a different market. Fred and I are moving to LA to do our show from now on. So what we're going to put in the afternoon drive slot is Juggalo Trey. We're going to put in
Kobe,
and then Todd, the GM, is going to be the producer. He's never produced a show, but he's going to do that. And then they're all three looking at each other like, hey, what do we do? No one knows, because none of them ever done it before. It's stupid.
All right.
Is that enough on that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess we can talk about the games when we get back. But
we could. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about DraftKings, DraftKings.com. And if you missed out on the billion-dollar contest last week, well, no worries. You can still get in on DraftKings this week, and there is another $100,000 contest coming up this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. So many ways to play with DraftKings. You choose between public contests and the private contest against your buddies. You want to go head-to-head with somebody, you can do that. They've got beginner casual contests, or you're playing against people of a similar skill level, and you're drafting a new team every week. So if you had David Johnson on your team last week, well, you don't have to have him this week. No worries. He's gone. He's dead. You don't have to worry about him anymore. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston and play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Houston for your shot. The contest is totally free to enter. You got no reason to not try it, guys. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. You know what this, a texter brought this up. This would be like us doing Deportes.
Yeah.
Como se dice... touchdown in Espanol.
Goal.
Exactly. Oh, man. Well, what'd you think of the games?
the Saints' offense looks terrible. Their defense being bad is not shocking at all.
Yeah, well, I'll defend them a little bit. The Vikings have a really good defense, and they really got after them. Saints are good at home on offense, and on the road they never are.
I mean, but they're usually not that bad. They get one junk time touchdown.
They have been before. I mean, that's why they're 7-9 team.
Yeah,
I mean,
you get down to the red zone, you got down to the 5 a couple times and couldn't punch it in.
Best game Sam Bradford's ever played, though.
Unreal. He looked great, and Stephon Diggs looked great.
That one drive where they just went bam, bam, bam.
Yep.
He just made three really nice passes and good
Diggs
decisions.
And Thielen, and then they started to work in Treadwell a little bit. Like, that could be a pretty decent offense, you know. And Dalvin Cook looks like he's the real deal. So Minnesota may be a sleeper team. The night game, Denver looked so dominant in that game. And I think they took their foot off the gas a little bit at the end. And San Diego got a couple touchdowns and, you know,
made it interesting, and then had to block a field goal to win the game.
Yeah,
or keep it from going to overtime.
Yeah, but it was at least that game got competitive. The first game, it never felt like the Saints had a chance.
Bradford, 27-32 for 346.
Wow,
95.2 QBR.
Is that by far his best ever?
Oh, it is. Yeah, and his regular rating was 143.
Man. Very good day for him.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dalvin Cook, who looked really good running the football. And, man, the Saints couldn't run the ball. Didn't matter who they put out there, whether it was Peterson or Kamara or Ingram. And, you know, Drew Brees did not have a great game.
They don't seem to want to give Adrian Peterson too many touches.
Yeah, he's not a guy that if you just give him the ball six times, he's going to do much for you. He needs the rock. And then they got behind and had to pass. So, I mean, I think that was part of it, but having said that, Saints, Patriots over 53.5.
That's what you like?
All over, because it'll be in New Orleans. The Saints will score a bunch. The Patriots will score a bunch. I'll be all over the over there.
Okay.
So, as a matter of fact, that's a tease for RJ and our show debuts tonight at 8 o'clock on SB Nation. So it'll be on 1560 if you want to listen to it. For most of the listeners of this show, it's a
what
live.
What time is that going to be?
It's going to be at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we recorded it earlier today. But it's a lot of stuff that we've talked about on this show. So it's, you know, we've got a new national audience. So we kind of wanted to get into the turnover discussion that you guys had last week. So we did a little bit of that and went over some trends looking ahead.
Did you tell them I was right?
I took a little bit of your side of it, but
okay,
I didn't want to, you know, it's only a 1 hour show.
You didn't want to piss him off.
No, it wasn't that. I just didn't want to eat up the whole show with it because I thought it was a
fair
good
enough.
Point. But it was a lot of fun, and you know, for a first effort, it'll get better. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I thought Bradford's QBR was 88 points higher than Savage.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, well, and good for him, but also let's keep in mind it's the Saints defense. And
yeah,
if you're streaming quarterbacks in fantasy this year, any chance you can start a quarterback against the Saints defense, which is just as bad as it's ever been, they're going to look good. So it's one of those that the classic overreaction will be, oh, man, maybe Sam Bradford can play.
So
he does have some weapons.
If you can stream Tom Brady this week.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be probably not going to
work
out
way.
For you.
That's no. Too bad.
No, but I'll tell you what. He also looked pretty good to me. Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like an NFL quarterback out there.
Listen, there's a list of guys who no one expected to have monster days who did. Alex Smith, Sam Bradford, Trevor Siemian, Jared Goff. I mean, you're talking about guys you wouldn't trust at all. DeShone Kizer. Guys you wouldn't trust to draft on a fantasy team were out there slinging it around, having pretty good days. So the quarterback is a deep league this year. And I mean, who knows I don't trust Sam Bradford or Trevor Siemian or Jared Goff to continue being great. But I mean, it was at least a week where you saw some life out of some of these guys.
One of the things that we talked about on the show tonight,
mm-hmm.
10 of 15 games went under.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my theory on that is, well, I saw a lot of bad offensive line play over the weekend. I think that was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the practice, not having as much practice time is affecting the timing of offenses more than, and you would think not hitting as much would slow down the defense, but it, to me, it was the timing for the offensive lines in a lot of these games was just not there. And it wasn't just the one we watched here, but I thought that was an interesting stat. 10 out of 15.
For sure.
Under. I don't think it'll happen again this week, but 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Nick asked, what are the odds Simeon becomes the guy in Denver and Lynch never becomes a starting quarterback? I think that's a good possibility. I mean, he beat him out this year, fair and square.
Yeah. But when you draft a guy in the first round, you're looking for a reason to play him.
Yeah.
And
Texans.
If the Broncos, for whatever reason, aren't in the playoff hunt, that's a good time to pass the reins.
Yeah.
But given that they beat what I think is a pretty good team last night, it's not like they beat the hell out of them or anything, but they look pretty good. Trevor Siemian looked pretty good. I think you ride that until he sucks.
And their defense is going to be good again.
Yep.
No question.
And if C.J. Anderson stays healthy, they got a decent running game.
Jamal Charles looked okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I do think the Chargers have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're garbage at all.
Joey Bosa's a good player, man.
Yeah.
That dude gets around the field. That's a good player.
Well, and Ingram, too. I mean, they've got a nice defensive line. So that's a good win for the Broncos. And good way to start the season. And you're right. I think they kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit, which they kind of
almost bit them in the ass.
Yeah, you can't do that. But D-Tran says Chargers sort of neutralized Von Miller by moving the line and doubling. Why can't the Texans do smart things like that? Because Chargers have a better offensive line than the Texans do. Yes, they did do some smart things there. And honestly, the Texans are going to – they'll change some personnel. They'll change some scheme. They'll do something to look better. But, I mean, this short week concerns the hell out of me, especially with all these injuries. I got my injury report today. Mm-hmm. Here's your did not participates for the Texans. Jeff Allen, ankle. Steven Anderson, concussion. Alfred Blue, ankle. Brian Cushing, concussion. Bruce Ellington, concussion. Will Fuller, shoulder. Ryan Griffin, concussion, limited participation, Kevin Johnson, knee, Bernardrick McKinney, knee, J.J. Watt, finger. That's
Xavier Suofilo, feelings.
No, he did not participate because he never participates.
Yeah. C.J. Fedorowicz goes on the IR, too.
Yeah.
Not ideal after one game and your other two guys are in concussion protocol. Who knows? But it's a bad thing that it's a short week. Because usually concussion protocol is about 4 days.
Right. You might have been able to get one of these guys back, but there's no way.
Yeah.
And there's no way that you're going to have Griffin or Anderson out there. So you've got one tight end on your practice squad. Who's the backup going to be? Some guy off the street that you haven't signed yet?
I don't know.
And,
the backup may be Jay Prosh.
And then you can't run more wide receivers out there because
you don't have any.
Ellington's not going to be able to – he's not going to be able to play. So You do get Jalen Strong back. So you
is
will.
Braxton Miller still on the team? I couldn't tell from Sunday's game.
Yeah, Braxton Miller, when I watched that again, for some reason they just decided they were putting Jalen Ramsey on him.
He had nothing Ramsey.
Forget that. He had no shot. Jalen Ramsey is, I've been saying this for 2 years. This guy's going to be the best corner in the league maybe this year. He's just terrific. And, that would be like me trying to go against Jalen Ramsey. Forget it.
Yeah.
But I think you'll see a better effort. But now I'm really concerned about the fact that, you've essentially wiped an entire position off the team.
It's crazy.
Off an offense that needs all the help. Now Watson did practice with the ones today, so it looks like he's going to be your guy, which.
It almost scares me.
It does scare me, man. Because how easy is it going to be to ruin this guy, to get him out there on a short week, first off, with a bad offensive line, and then trot him out against the Patriots next week?
Yeah. You know what Bill Belichick does to rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, and he can set them back quite a bit. And so
what Bill Belichick's so great about is taking away your best guy. So if he takes away DeAndre Hopkins, what does Deshaun Watson do?
Yeah,
because there's no one else. Yeah, and it's not going to be an easy run this week against Cincinnati with guys like Dunlap and Michael Johnson, Geno Atkins. There's still a good front there.
They're gonna get after him. Now, this I expect, though, that the Texans defense will get more pressure on this week than they did last week, because the Bengals offensive line was terrible last week. So it's gonna be interesting.
All right, guys, gonna tell you about my computer career. If you've ever thought about starting over, maybe you've got a job you don't like. Maybe you hate your boss. Maybe you're just not making enough money. IT is a great way to go. It's not too late. You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Hey guys, football season's here, and if you want to get in on the nonstop action, you know where to go. MyBookie.ag. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. People are asking me all the time, what website to use? It's like, I use MyBookie. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site, which is awesome. I love that. A couple weeks ago, I was making bets on the plane with it. Join now. MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. Start winning big today. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, MyBookie.ag has you covered. With decades of expertise, no-hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Well, last, do you see Watson as a better talent than Dak? I know Dak has a better O-line, but was thrown right in the fire. But he was also thrown right into a better situation, with a really good offensive line and a running game.
Yeah, and I don't know who's more talented. Dak's impressed me.
He has.
We don't even know what Deshaun Watson is.
No, I think pedigree-wise, yeah, I think Watson has a better pedigree, but that doesn't mean anything. No. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And somebody says, thoughts that Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye could be the best cornerback duo by the end of the season. I love Jalen Ramsey. I think A.J. Bouye is going to struggle a lot this year because he's going to get picked on.
Well, and he's going to be, at least you saw yesterday, he was the number one.
Yeah, well, they had him on Hopkins, I guess, because they were so familiar with each other. And,
And also because they gave him a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and Jalen Ramsey is his second year. Like, that's a... you know, maybe at that time, A.J. Bouye's earned that job, but it didn't help.
No, and I think teams are going to stay away from Ramsey as much as possible. So I don't expect him to be. Frankly, I just don't see him as that great of a player for that kind of money.
I think
he's good, but he's also going to be asked to do a hell of a lot more than be the third corner.
I'll still take Aqib Talib and Chris Harris.
Yeah.
And I like Malcolm Butler and Stephon Gilmore in New England. I mean, that's a
pretty good pairing there, too.
It's pretty damn good. So, but while I think that Jacksonville duo is good, I'm not 100% sold on Bouye, and Jalen Ramsey's still a young dude. I do think – I'm with you. I think he's going to be very good, but he's still a second-year player, you know.
Yeah, I love him, though. I think that guy is they got that pick right, and he's only going to get better. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, as much as we were talking about the announcers, you know who did a pretty good job? It's Tony Romo.
Yeah, not bad.
I thought he did very well. So guess he made the right career decision instead of coming and playing behind this offensive line down here.
Could have been worse.
Let's squeeze in a phone call. Jonathan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. What's up, sports?
Hey, guys, sports. I was calling because I heard that someone comparing Baker Mayfield to Johnny Manziel, that they had, like, they had seen, like, little glimpses of Johnny Manziel in him. I'm a big OU fan, and I was just calling because I wanted to get you guys, your guys' opinion. Do you think he's in the same conversation? Do you think he's better, or do you think he's, you know, or worse? I'll hang up and listen.
That's tough to say. Johnny Football had a lot of success, but his style of play is just not for me. That take the snap and then start running around and run in circles and hope that you can get away from people. That I don't buy into that. I think it's long-term. It's not feasible to do. Maybe if you're like Mike Vick or RG3 and you have track speed, you can make that last a little while. But I don't know. First of all, I don't know that I see the resemblance between Manziel and Mayfield, but I like Baker Mayfield's game. I mean, I talked about this yesterday. I don't know if I'm coming around on him as a pro prospect.
Yeah,
but I think he's a very, very good college quarterback. Do I think he's going to have as much success as a college? Do I think he's going to win the Heisman? I don't know. I mean, he's off to a pretty good start. Whenever the first watch list comes out, he'll be on it, I'm sure, based on what he's done so far. But, yeah, I don't know that I see much of a comparison between the two.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who I would think is a more fair comparison as a college player. And I don't know. I think he's a better Geno Smith. And I know people look at Geno and the pros and say it was awful.
Geno Smith was a good college
player. Geno was a really good college player. I think that's, you know, but I don't see the Manziel thing.
I mean, I look at him a lot. Like, he reminds me a lot of a guy that I saw a lot of, Colt McCoy. And, you know, I felt the same way about Colt McCoy. I don't know that I loved his NFL skill set. And by the way, Colt McCoy still earns a check in the NFL. He's just not a starting franchise quarterback. But I see that. I see the Colt McCoy. I see a little bit of Chase Daniel when Chase Daniel was in college. You know, it's he's a really competitive dude. He's got a decent arm, decent size, I guess.
I think he's better than Chase Daniel, though.
That's fair, but remember Chase Daniel was he got drafted. He's been a backup in this league for how long?
Yeah.
And then I see a lot of the same, like Russell Wilson, what he was doing, and that may be a little bit too high of a praise, and at least as an NFL comparison. But I mean, Colt McCoy has a better.
Well, we're talking college. I'm not crazy about him in the NFL for reasons we've discussed times before.
I think that Colt McCoy, Russell Wilson, those are pretty decent college football comparisons.
And Russell did it two different places.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I liked him coming out of college.
I don't get the Johnny Manziel thing, though.
No. No, but, hey, you know what? He's a damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
Let him
He's just small, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have – he doesn't have super what they call arm talent, but he's gutty and he's smart with the ball and he wins. I mean, that's kind of what you want in college.
Yeah. Yeah, Colt McCoy might not be a bad one. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And be happy to take your phone calls and A lot of stuff to get to today, and we mentioned that no announcement yet on the Texans quarterback, but Deshaun Watson was working with the ones, and I would be surprised if he's not your starter, and I don't know that I like that. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and you were on it pretty hard. What the hell is Bill O'Brien thinking, jerking the guy that soon? I mean, I know you were trying to do something, but my goodness. I mean, it just makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. It really does. The more I look at that, I'm kind of like, you know, at least let it play out. Let it play out. And if it's bad, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I
get trying to get a spark, and it worked for one drive, but It just makes you look like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it just seemed like a quick reaction, a quick trigger. So I would have held out a little bit longer, but I also understand the thought that you weren't winning with that guy. Like you weren't going to win the game with Tom Savage.
No,
you think maybe
you had no chance, and he was pretty shell shocked too. You could tell.
Right, you think maybe that throwing someone else out there gives you a chance, but
you've invested a lot in this guy. I think you need to be careful with him.
Yeah, well, and you also invested the entire preseason in Tom Savage, who you said was your guy, and it wasn't questioned. And if he's the unquestioned starter, how does he only get one half?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not here to cape for Tom Savage being the starter because I never thought Tom Savage was a starting NFL quarterback.
No.
And I know a lot of you did, and I've been trying to tell you for ages he's not. I don't even know if he's a good backup because he can't stay healthy. I'd like my backup quarterback to be healthy all the time. But you made this bed where you decided Tom Savage was going to be your guy, so you limit Deshaun Watson's growth by limiting his reps in the preseason, and then you throw him out there after one half?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. And that's...
And it's the same thing he did 2 years ago.
It is.
The exact same thing. And what pissed me off was 2 years ago, he's already come out and said, oh, I regret doing that.
Yeah.
I regret pulling Hoyer so quickly. I was too quick on that decision. And Hoyer, I mean, Hoyer was the better player than Ryan Mallett. Brian Hoyer is a better quarterback than Ryan Mallett. He's a smarter player. He's not a knucklehead. If I could have one of those guys, I would take Brian Hoyer. I mean, Ryan Mallett physically has more tools, but Brian Hoyer's
a better quarterback.
At this point today, I don't know what kind of a quarterback Deshaun Watson is in the NFL. You know, you saw just from what you saw in one half on Sunday, he's got a long way to go. And especially with the lot he's been given, it ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be like a Dak Prescott type thing where he just shows up and, everything falls into place.
We'll hand the ball off for 25 times a game. And
you don't have it that way, buddy. It's going to be an uphill climb.
All right. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back because people want to weigh in on this.
All right. I'm going to talk about my good friends over at Allied Outdoor Solutions. And after a devastating storm like Hurricane Harvey, all of us native Houstonians, we're looking for a local contractor that we can trust, and Allied Outdoor Solutions is there for us. Local experts who can help with the initial stages of beginning to put your lives back together. You know, call the pros at Allied to get things started. 713-465-0400. They'll start the process of removing, cleaning up drywall, flooring, cabinetry that's been damaged by the floods. And with nearly 400 state-of-the-art fans and dehumidifiers, they've got the ability to dry out areas of any size. A lot of you don't know this. It'll take forever in this humidity to just dry out on its own, the studs in your house. Allied will do that quickly. Assist you throughout your claim process with your insurance provider. They do the water mitigation by AOS. It consists of work completed efficiently and on time, cost reduction by responding quickly and preventing further damage, and the proper documentation of all the work performed. Their personnel are trained with industry-leading science on how to prevent and minimize damage, and they can help you on residential and commercial projects. In your time of need, if you're looking for a local name you can trust, look no further than Allied Outdoor Solutions. Or check out the Harvey Restoration page at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Harry's. And one of the things I love about Harry's, I never have to go to the store again ever to buy a razor. I don't have to buy those damn packages that you got to chop open with a knife. I don't have to have them unlock the thing. I just get my razors delivered right to my mailbox and I get a great shave. I save money and I get convenience. I don't even have to think about it. Who wants to think about shaving? You just want to have your razor there. Shave, be done with it, right? Well, that's what happened with Harry's. 3 million guys have made the switch. You can be the next one. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, Partner with Harry's to give you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device, the all-new ESPN 97.5.com. Let's try John. He wanted to weigh in on what we were talking about with the Texans.
Hey now, John.
Sports, Fred and AJ. How you doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, guys. Got a question for you. One of the guys at work's offering me 6 points in the Bengals. Should I take it against the Texans?
He offered you the Bengals?
Yeah, 6 points. I'd take the Bengals in six.
You would get 6 points?
No, he's giving
six. No, I would. Yeah,
I'm not interested in that. Like, what's the number, four?
Five and a half. It's gone up considerably.
I'm not looking to. That's a game I'm not interested in. Honestly, on either side, I feel like it'll be a low scoring game. But
I might be under 38 on that. But I wouldn't.
I feel like the Texans should. If it gets to six, I feel like the Texans should cover. But I don't trust the Texans enough to take 6 points and feel okay about it.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to look and see what the updated line is. It opened four, and the most recent one I saw was 5.5.
Okay.
And which is begging me to take the Texans. I just can't do it. Yeah. No, it opened three, excuse me. Now it's 5.5. So it's moved 2.5 points the Bengals' way. 86% of the cash on the Bengals.
Wow.
According to pregame.com. I love that game center on there, man. That thing's great. That's how I keep up with everything now. Do you guys have a time during your show for fantasy football talk and recommendations? Yes. Christopher Harris joins us on Thursdays. And Brad Powers joins us on Thursdays to talk college betting. And then RJ joins us on Fridays to talk NFL. So we got all that covered. Jerome Solomon joins us today. And as a matter of fact, Jerome will be filling in for me tomorrow because I have other station-related work to deal with tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
As we try to launch Sports Map. And we have a meeting that happens to be during our show that I kind of have to be at. So, sorry. But we're getting close on this damn thing, though. That's the bright side.
All right.
Hopefully very, very soon. I basically have spent the last 2 days all day long working on that. That's why the show is the fun part.
Yeah.
This I get to come in here and have fun. Chat with the people. Make penis jokes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
What a life.
It doesn't suck. 713-780-3776. Did you see that Adrian Peterson and Sean Payton kind of seemed to get into it last night?
Yeah, they didn't look. I mean, Adrian Peterson, I think, like I said, he was unhappy with how many touches he was getting. And I don't know that I almost feel like he should have expected that. I mean, I think when he took that job, he wasn't expecting to be like some sort of workhorse 20 carry a game back, was he?
You wouldn't think. Well, especially when they already had a pretty good running back there.
Right. Yeah, it's surprising, and they drafted one.
Yeah,
so they've got
who
three
wound up
guys.
Getting as many carries as anybody.
Yeah, I think he got the most.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what the thought process was there, but I think if you're him, though, I mean that's a guy that's, you've got to give the ball a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, now Peterson said there's no conflict. Let's not try to spin it like it is. There's no conflict. I got a lot of respect for Coach Payton.
Okay,
so. I could have said I love you, but it's no issue. We have bigger fish to fry. Yeah. And then Peyton said, we weren't in any heated exchange. I'd tell you if it were, we were in a heated exchange. So why don't you ask him?
Yeah, I think maybe that's being overblown, but he did look displeased. But I think that's just because he thought he'd be getting the ball more than he did.
Yeah. Well, remember last year when Bill O'Brien did not get into it on the sidelines with his special teams coach?
Yeah. Yeah. They were not yelling at each other.
Here's a good question for you.
Interesting question.
If O'Brien benches Savage after one half, why does he continue to play Suafilo?
Well, because he doesn't have an option.
Yeah, they actually benched him.
Yeah,
very briefly.
He was out to start the second half too, but then Jeff Allen got hurt, and because Greg Maddux had come out and he was playing left guard.
Yeah,
but then when Allen got hurt, they had to put Suafilo back out there. They've got no depth on that offensive line. I mean, they don't have much depth anywhere on offense at this point, except for running back. They got running backs for days. Although I think this week Tyler Irvin's probably going to be more of a receiver than a running back.
Probably so.
You know, everybody was saying, well, why'd they wait so long to split Tyler Irvin out? They waited so long because that's when Ellington got hurt and they didn't have anybody else who could play wide receiver.
Yeah.
They put him out there that wasn't some brilliant strategy, I don't think. I know he's done it a little bit in the preseason, but I don't think they were looking to have him out there as a wide receiver until it was a necessity.
No, but yeah, I just think they're in a bad situation.
They're in a world of hurt.
Carlos, can the Texans trade Dwayne Brown for a 2018 second round pick? No, most guys like that, for one thing, they wind up trading him. Well, they're pretty stupid.
Yeah,
and I don't think you could get more than a 4 or 5,
if that. Yeah, I mean, on the trade market, he's not worth a lot. He's worth a lot more to the Texans than he is to anybody else.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN, 832. Thank goodness the Texans have a healthy fullback.
Yeah, they got that. What a treat.
And since the main reason Deshaun Watson is a better starter for us right now than Tom Savage is Deshaun Watson is able to run for his life.
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
I guess there's that. So,
I don't know that says much for his development. I don't know that that's what you want. But that's what you got.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Raisin Cane's. Be a back-to-school hero. Come home with some Raisin Cane's. Always fresh, never, ever frozen chicken fingers. Raisin Cane's has one love, and school's in session with that one love, guys. Teach your taste buds a lesson and bring home some Raisin Cane's tonight. You don't want to cook. The kids don't like your cooking. Your food is terrible. Raising Cane's food is better than your food. So bring home some Raising Cane's. Show the kids that you actually care about them and feed them some good food, not meatloaf. Everyone hates meatloaf, and your meatloaf is honestly dry. Raising Cane's, not only are they serving up great food, they do have those always fresh, never frozen tenders, the fantastic cane sauce, which is pretty much the perfect condiment. They've got all the great sides. But they're also doing great things in the community as well. They are part of the community, and right now we need that more than ever. Raisin Cane's all over the city of Houston. Stop by tonight. Make tonight a Raisin Cane's night. Raisin Cane's, one love.
ESPN 97.5.